The Pat Campbell Show podcast, presented by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, where you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Guaranteed. Call 918-280-8336 for Oklahoma Men's Clinic.
Let's go to the phone lines here. We've got Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. Mark Wayne, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for having me on. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Mark.
Before we get into the Mike Neal debacle, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. A couple of weeks ago, you were cited in some Washington publication. I think it was The Hill.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah. It's one of the top 50 most beautiful people in Washington, D.C. Okay? Now,
yeah.
You're a guy. You're from Oklahoma. Okay? You want to be known as handsome, rugged, maybe good looking, but beautiful. Beautiful, Mark. I mean, beautiful. So what I've heard is over the August recess that you've been spending all of your time with the red Mullen Vans, you know, where it says red rooter, that you're wiping that out and you're putting on there the pretty plumber. Is that true?
The beautiful plumber.
The beautiful plumber.
That just goes to show how messed up DC is. Because I've been called a lot of things. Beautiful isn't one of them. Yeah.
It's amazing what they're fascinated with your workout routine.
Yeah.
They're all concerned about, you know, you're a good looking guy and you know, you really want to put them over the edge. You know, just before you ran, you were talking about getting back into fighting. I mean, if you were to do that right now, you would be like the fighting congressman. You'd be like, oh, just sensational. You'd be everywhere.
Oh, that. You know what my wife said to me? She sent me one text message when she heard about this, and it said "ball ha 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 ha," and then my dad sent me a text message. He's 67. Yes, he texts, and he says they must have been judging you from the neck down.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
No, it's true. I mean,
hey, since I already talked to Senator Inhofe and Jim Bridenstine, yeah. I told Eddie. I said, right. Eddie, you get to talk to Mark Wayne Mullen about Mike Neal. So here we go.
Yeah, Congressman Mullen, you are one of the delegation that has put a sternly worded note out, maybe not as sternly as some of you would like to have, but to the Tulsa Chamber regarding this seeming endorsement by the Chamber, since it's on their letterhead and signed by their chairman here in Tulsa,
right.
The head of it. What was your feeling when you read this?
It's absurd. You know, last night I got an email from Sky McNeil, who's the vice president, and she was apologizing to me and said it was accidental. You're going to tell me that he has a whole bunch of letterheads at his house that this invitation accidentally got printed on and he accidentally signed it?
Yeah.
As president and CEO of Tulsa Chamber, accidentally? I don't buy it. And here's my thing. This is a big mistake. And as a business owner, I have seven businesses in the Tulsa area. And as a business owner who's a member of the Tulsa Chamber, not to mention as a representative for this great state of Oklahoma, but as a business owner, I'm absolutely appalled, because the biggest threat, and you guys have heard me say this over and over again, the biggest threat that we have to our business communities is a regulatory environment. And when you have a lady, regardless if she all of a sudden has found the way and she's friendly to the business world, because that's not the way her voting record has always been, which is Landrieu, regardless of how she's felt in the past, she still supports Harry Reid. And Harry Reid has 352 bills on his desk right now that he won't even allow to be brought up for a vote. And yet, Mike Neal, who is the president and CEO of the Tulsa Chamber, is supporting her and is saying that on a Tulsa Chamber letterhead.
Mm-hmm.
A mistake like that, to me, I'm sorry, but I think he should resign.
Mm.
It is not acceptable. You don't accidentally make that mistake. Does he think that everybody is that dumb that it would accidentally happen that way? I don't believe it one bit.
Yeah, I think we're of the same opinion here, personally. It. But what I told Pat, it sounds to me, or seems to me, like it's one of these, I'd rather ask forgiveness than ask permission, and hope that on the back end, everyone will just forgive him and move on, because it's so important.
I have been very, very supportive of the Chambers. And sometimes the chambers can do things that's controversial. We get that. But I've been very supportive from a business perspective. They recruit businesses all the time to come to our area. And this guy is supposed to be recruiting businesses, recruiting businesses to come to look at Tulsa. Oklahoma is competing with the other states around the country. Our city is competing with other cities around the world, around the country too. And the head of our the head of the Tulsa Chamber is openly supporting Mary Landrieu, who is could be the swing decision on if the House turns Republic or it stays in the Democrat hands of Harry Reid. And he is openly supporting. If I'm a business owner and I'm being recruited, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to go to a city that's more friendly to the business community, which is going to create an environment that is conducive to allowing businesses to grow, not be squashed. This administration and Harry Reid has done everything they can to keep a boot on the neck of business owners. And it's not our competitor that's our biggest threat anymore. It's the environment of which we got to do business in is the biggest threat as a business owner. And this guy is supposed to be recruiting people. And his name, with the Tulsa Chamber, accidentally got on a letterhead, signed accidentally by CEO and president of the Tulsa Chamber, is openly having a fundraiser for him. If he wants to do this on his own, that's fine, but you don't accidentally make a mistake like that.
Congressman, I'm hearing through some reliable sources that there's an emergency chamber executive board meeting going on right now as we speak. Let me ask you a question. What do you think should be done with Mike Neal?
I think he should resign, like I said a while ago. I don't think I've ever called on for anybody to resign, but I think he should resign. This isn't an accident, and don't try pushing it off to us by saying that it is.
Congressman, as always, we thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen.